I know it's not Christmas, but where I come from, we have Christmas in weather like this. At the height of summer, we sit down to full Christmas dinner with all the trimmings in the blazing sun. And I do believe this song is the first song ever written in the history of the world to contain a recipe for gravy. And it's called How to Make Gravy. Hello, Dan. It's Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bells. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland. Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the roast. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. And don't forget a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and an extra tang. And give my love to Angus and the Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry I screwed up this time. And look out for Rita, I'll be thinking of her every Christmas morning when I'm standing in line. I hear Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know, I'm even gonna miss Roger. Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. Or praise the baby Jesus. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure in the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on gin and bourbon and put your tables back and you dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her too close. Oh brother, please don't stab me in the back. I didn't mean to say that. It's just a mind that plays her. Multiply these matter. Change imagination in depth back. Yeah, I love her badly. She's the one to save me. I'm gonna make some gravy. I'm gonna taste the fat. Yeah, tell her that I'm sorry. Yeah, I love her badly. Tell them all I'm sorry. Kiss the sleepy children for me. You know one of these days I'll be making gravy. I'll be making plenty. I'm gonna pay. Thank you. See ya.
Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, carving a turkey here on a very warm August evening.
6 o'clock, well, okay, 6:08
on a Wednesday evening, as all good-hearted people get ready to go to the big Paul Kelly show at the West End Cultural Center. Yeah, hey, this is the Twang Trust, by the way, if you were wondering. We play both kinds of music here. And it's been too hectic of a day to think up a joke. So we'll go jokeless today. But we will, actually, speaking of Paul Kelly, we will talk to him very shortly, in fact, and listen to his songs and such stuff, and other things, too. So much going on tonight here on the Twang Trust.
From a 747 at night. Have you ever seen Sydney from a 747 at night? Have you ever seen Sydney from a 747 at night? Me, I've never seen Dallas
Hey, welcome back to the Twang Trust here on a Wednesday evening. That was Mr. Paul Kelly, who is in our fair town. And he's getting carried away and wanting to play. You can go see him play at the West End Cultural Center tonight. Doors open at 7:15. Show is at 8. There's an opener. We'll tell you about the opener in a little while. But yeah, we have Paul Kelly in conversation momentarily. And he's got a brand new record out. What could be the stupidest thing I could do today, considering everything? Probably it would be to leave that latest album at home and not bring it with me here to the show. I would say that would be the stupidest thing I could do today. And, that's what I did. I did it. I'm not too proud to admit it. So, let's play something else. Here's a little bluegrassy number that we'll hear prior to talking with Paul. This is something that he recorded with his old pal from Australia, Miss Casey Chambers.
Well, I still cry for baby Jesus, and I still pray.
When I can't walk, he's there to carry. When I speak, he hears my words. When I wake and I have nothing, he sends me gold, frankincense and myrrh.
I still cry for baby.
Hi folks, it's Paul Kelly here. You're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Truss, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
So you've got a fairly new record in tow this time, Foggy Highway, which is actually your second foray into bluegrass music. Now Smoke came out in, I guess it was 99, which was a good year or two before the whole Oh Brother phenomenon took place. Did you feel cheated? Is that why you got this out now?
No, I just thought that I love that movie, and I remember going to Oh Brother, We're Out There, knowing all the songs. I thought, this is great, a movie where they've got all these, you know, songs that I thought were pretty obscure, but I think it's great. It's one of my favourite movies. So when I made Smoke, I always thought I'd probably, you know, keep something I would keep returning to from time to time. So just came around again, and I had some tunes that I thought would suit that style, and also it was similar to Smoke in that we also redid some old tunes in that way.
Yeah. Songwriters often say that sad songs are easier to write than happy ones. Is this a way to bridge both at the same time? Because bluegrass is kind of famous for having miserable lyrics and real happy songs.
Exactly. That's what I love about it. I love the paradoxes in bluegrass music. You know, it sounds, what does it have? The ancient tones, as I think Bill Monroe said, sounds as old as time, but it's actually very modern music. It's invented in the middle of the 20th century. So it's incredibly raw in many ways, but it takes great discipline and skill to play. Heartbreaking lyrics, but it's got a great joy in it as well, and it's really fun music to play.
Yeah. Now you're in solo mode tonight at the West End Cultural Centre. Do you miss the band when you're playing the Foggy Highway tracks?
When I do concerts, I just play. You know, I'm not playing things from one particular album these days. Of course, I'm going to do some songs from Foggy Highway, but I'll be doing songs from all over the place. But I miss the band, or miss maybe, playing with some other band. I mean, playing all kinds of numbers, I guess. Sometimes with the whole band, sometimes with as a duo. The good thing about solo is that it's kind of the freest of all the formats to play in, because you can just move around through all kinds of songs. You've got the whole repertoire there without worrying about whether everyone else knows the songs. So that's good about it. I like both forms. After playing with the band for a long time, it's always good to play solo. But you get sick of playing solo after a while too.
Yeah. Well, the rearrangement of Cities of Texas on the new record is just stunning.
I was happy with the way that turned out. Yeah, it just seemed to really, you know, I had a hunch it might suit that band, and they just took that song and gave it that big sort of space that I imagined.
Yeah. You stated in your song Other People's Houses, which dates back to 1990, when the Messengers were still doing the big rock and roll thing. You said that was inspired by the Leuven Brothers. When did bluegrass really become an influence on you?
It was from when I was first starting to play guitar. So in the late 70s, that's the first time I heard the Leuven Brothers and the Stanley Brothers. I was going to folk clubs in my hometown of Adelaide in 74, so that music was around. So it's always been, part of my musical library, I guess. And the Messengers, you know, we love singing harmonies, and we did a lot of Michael Barclay from the Messengers, his uncle was in one of the first bluegrass bands in Australia, so we always loved the harmony singing. Yeah. So it's always been an influence sort of bubbling away.
in Australia, you're a lot more of a mainstream artist there as opposed to North America. Do you have to put up with the whole, when's he going to put out a proper, i.e. rock album back home?
Yes. They're pretty open. I mean, I put out a few records. I put different kinds of records out quite often, you know. So I'm from movie soundtracks to collaborations with various people, and so bluegrass records just sort of part of the general variety.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also people are used to my records not being the same from album to album.
Yeah. Speaking of genres of music, I've been troubled by a new one I encountered lately. As I was reading a review of the new Golden Smog record, which was obviously written by a 13-year-old or something, and he referred to it as dad rock. Have you heard of dad rock before?
Not yet, but I'm sure I will.
I don't know. I think maybe it's a way for kids to embarrass their parents or something. But I'm thinking when a well-established artist suddenly wants to try and sound fresh and does like a pseudo-rap thing or something, it sounds it comes off as gimmicky or desperate. But you've done all sorts of things and still sound really edgy when you do them. Or do you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I think maybe sounding edgy when you do something is mean when you don't quite know what you're doing.
Yeah.
that's how you get edge. When you're just sort of reaching for what you can't quite do.
Yeah. Will Paul Kelly Records ever be filed under dad rock?
I think my daughter's probably filed while I'm under dad rock already. So I'm sure they're in a file called dad rock somewhere.
Do you have an iPod?
I don't. I will do one day.
Yeah.
I'm just carrying cassettes around. I make cassette compilations. I've just graduated to making CD comps.
What's your latest comps consist of?
Oh, I've made a good one for this tour of more of a old time bluegrass, you know, CD to play at gigs, which is got everything Lubin Brothers and Stanley Brothers and Del McCurry and
a favorite song of mine on the
I'm on a foggy high. I'm on a lonely road. I can't see the way ahead. I'm on a foggy highway. Don't know just why I'm out here. Don't know just how I stray. The road behind me is long and dark. I'm on a foggy highway. Call my heart, call the ground, and my way is darkest night. Not a word, not a friend to help or guide me, to walk beside me tonight. I'm on a foggy highway. Thank you. I'm on a lonely road. I'm not long for this world. I'm on a foggy highway. Foggy highway.
Favorite song of mine on the new album is They Thought I Was Asleep, which is written from the perspective of a child. Are those kind of memories easy to conjure up?
Well, it's not a memory. It's just, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where that song came from. Just made it up. I mean, I remember falling asleep in the back seat of the car coming home from a drive in the country. So, yeah, things start with a memory and then the story part of it, becomes something that you make up. Yeah.
Also written from the perspective of a woman before, which is kind of a bold move, because if you don't do it quite right, you could probably get in some trouble.
Well, again, that's from folk music. I mean, folk music never really were... The thing I always liked about folk music and, really old folk music was that people... The songwriter... There wasn't an assumption that the songwriter that the song was an expression of the songwriter. In folk music, people sing as birds or as ghosts or as moles in the ground or they sing from the opposite sex. Young people sing from the point of view of old people. They sing as highwaymen or, you know, that says there's not this rock led to the idea that, the singer is sort of expressing some kind of, autobiographical... Thing. It became, I guess, rock and pop, which is sort of more expressive, that there's an assumption that the singer and the song are the same thing. But that's always been quite split in folk music. So singing from the point of view of a woman is just, Joan Baez sang from the point of view of a man in The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, and you know, you go to any folk club and people are sort of singing, putting on masks all the time.
Yeah. The song I was thinking of, Everything's Turning to White. Did I hear there was a movie coming out that you're involved with?
That's true. There's a movie in Australia called Jindabyne, which has been based on an adaptation of the Raymond Carver story, So Much Water, So Close to Home, which is where my song, Everything's Turning to White, comes from. And some of the listeners may know that Robert Altman made a movie called Shortcuts, based on Raymond Carver's short stories, and this story of the men who go fishing and find a body was in that movie as well. Huey Lewis is one of the fishermen.
Yeah, he sort of got famous for exposing the family jewels in that one. There's not going to be anything like that in this new one, is there?
No. It's expanded from the story. And it's got a mix of Australian cast and American cast. Laura Linney's in it. She's got a main role, and Gabriel Byrne. And it's made by the same director who did a movie called Lantana, which I think was released over here. And I'd done the music for Lantana, so and I'd also introduced him to Raymond Carver's stories about 15 years ago. So he always said, if I ever do this movie on this story, you're going to do the score. And he's a man of his word, so he finally got the movie up, and we've done the score for him.
A number of your songs tell stories that us fans get really wrapped up in, but they're often open-ended, and there's probably few Paul Kelly fans that don't still wonder 18 years later about what happened to the couple from To Her Door. Have you ever been tempted to write a sequel?
Well, not consciously, but I think so, you know, there's a few songs. Love Never Runs on Time, I thought, was maybe I always had a feeling that maybe a couple of the characters in that were from that, from To Her Door. How to Make Gravy, that could be the same guy, you know, 15 years later. So,
yeah. So what are they doing? How are they getting on? Or is it a secret?
I don't know. It's like when we recorded, they thought I was asleep. And Mick Orbeck, the fiddle player, said, "So what happened?" He said, "What happened? Did the mother and father break up? What happened? What were they fighting about? What was she upset about?" And I said, "I'm sorry, Mick. I don't know."
Well, it could be your ode to Billy Joe. You know, there could be a TV series and action figures.
Well, I think it'd be good if someone picked up, you know, picked up the story where I've left it off and take it their own way. And then didn't someone do that with Springsteen's song, with the two brothers?
Oh, Highway
Penn.
Patrolman.
Sean Penn. Yeah. No, the filmmakers out there, they're secure.
Little boy, you look so clear around the eyes. What they've got in store for you, you may not realize. So be careful when you hear the voices call. Watch out, little boy, don't lose your balls. 'Cause you never know the rules until you play. First they stroke you, then they screw you, try to take your ball away. And once they're gone, they're way beyond recall. Watch out, little boy, don't lose your balls. Balls run wild, balls make it way out of line. You may not even know you've left your balls way behind. You know money only buys you what you want, and you can't buy your balls back like you buy a pair of pants. And once they're gone, you've really got fuck all. Watch out, little boy, don't lose your balls.
Or lose your copy of Foggy Highway. Yes. Paul Kelly there. That's a song that comes on the 4-track bonus disc with his new album, Foggy Highway. Sort of. That's the original version. You get a new version on the Foggy Highway album. That little number, Little Boys Don't Lose Your Balls, comes from his album Comedy. That was the original version there. You get a bluegrassied up take on the new one. What else did we hear in there? We heard the Leuven Brothers, Tragic Songs of Life was their record. We heard a song called A Tiny Broken Heart, which, according to Paul, was the inspiration for his song Other People's Houses, which we heard last week here on the Twang Trust. If you've been paying attention, I hope you have been. Thanks to Paul for sitting down and chatting with us this afternoon. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a faulty microphone cord, and I had to edit out bits. So I hope you got something out of what was left. We had to edit out the part where he like dedicated the show tonight to me specifically and stuff like that. But yeah, we got most of the best bits in there anyways. What else did we? We played a couple other things in there, didn't we? Did we? We played, we played the title track to Foggy Highway. Though once again, not from the album Foggy Highway per se. We actually played a version. That's an old song, actually. We played the version from his Live May 1992 solo acoustic live album. And it actually was on something previous to this, I do believe. So, yeah, a number of songs that he has rearranged to fit the bluegrass mode, some of his older stuff on the new one, as he did with the Smoke album. We heard something from the Smoke album towards the top of the show tonight. I believe we heard Sydney from a 747, didn't we? Yes, we did. Ah, but we're going to hear something else. We were talking with Paul about how edgy he's remained over the years. And speaking of edgy, there's a record that came out a couple of years back in Australia. You don't find these things here too often. But there was a tribute album, sort of, to Paul Kelly. And it was all done by women. It's called The Women at the Well, The Songs of Paul Kelly. And we're going to hear a couple off this record. That, boy, edgy indeed. We're going to hear two of his more well-known earlier numbers. And we're going to hear a band by the name of Lash and Magic Dirt doing them. And if you're familiar with the originals, boy, you'll be surprised. It's pretty out there, let me tell you. But here's something that's a little out there from Paul himself, from his album Words and Music. This is Nothing on My Mind.
Yep.
Coming across the bar, I just won't shut it off my mind. Shut it off my mind.
I'm Paul Kelly, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Twang Trust, country, roots, and big dumb rock and roll here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Guess which one that was? That was Magic Dirt from Australia doing Paul Kelly's big hit from yesteryear, Darling It Hurts. That's from the album The Women at the Well, the songs of Paul Kelly. Before that was Lash and Dumb Things. That's another oldie from Paul. And before that was Paul himself, sounding like he was keeping up with the kids quite well from his album Words and Music. And I'll tell you what the song was we played, but I can't find the album. I'm an old man. I forget where I put things. Oh, here it is. That was called Nothing on My Mind. How apropos. Yeah, Paul Kelly. Paul Kelly's in town tonight. Did you know? Have you been paying attention? At the West End Cultural Center tonight, doors are opening up in about 23 minutes. So you got plenty of time to get there. And there is an opener. What's his name? Sean from the Western States is opening up. We're gonna play some Western States in a little bit and tell you, show you just what it sounds like, the opening up feller tonight. But if you can't make it for that, hey, don't worry, you still got lots of time. The show doesn't start till 8 o'clock. That's when the Twang Trust ends. So still plenty of time. Go. I don't know if you are quite aware of what an amazing opportunity this is to see Mr. Paul Kelly. He was through a couple years back during a blizzard with a band. And wow. Many people were blown away. Let me tell you. Not too many people, I don't think, were quite... they didn't know quite what to expect. And when they saw it and they heard it, It was a wonderful thing, and it'll be a wonderful thing tonight indeed. Paul is in solo acoustic mode tonight, but that's okay. He's means you just get a little more intimate, and you get to hear a few more stories and stuff. It's going to be a ton of fun. Here's a song. We actually played the solo acoustic live version of this last week. Let's hear the big full noise on this one. This is the one I really thought Paul should open this song up again and revisit it and see what these characters are up to. And I really think that this could be his ode to Billy Joe. You know, he could turn it into a TV series, and there could be action figures and stuff. I thought this would be a great thing for action figures. You could press a little button and the character could say, "Shove it, Jack. Shove it, Jack." Oh, that's not the right button. Here, this is the one that you press the button and she says, "Shove it, Jack." Yeah, that's the one.
They got married early, never had no money. Then when he got laid off, they really hit the skids. He started up his drinking, then they started fighting. He took it pretty badly, she took both the kids. She said, "I'm not standing by to watch you slowly die, so watch me walking at the door. She said, "Shove it, Jack, I'm walking at your fucking door."
He was running from the cave in the forest. a Sunday, every muscle aching, walking in slow motion, like you'd just been hit. Did they have a future? Would they know his children? Could he make a picture? Get them all to fit. We'll be right back.
getting emotional sometimes. Do you blame me if I get a little emotional sometimes? Don't you act so surprised if I get a little emotional. Young lovers, young lovers, young lovers, I see them everywhere I go, holding hands in the park as the sky grows dark. Young lovers, don't want to go home. Young lovers, young lovers, young lovers, they drive me right out of my mind. Lying down by the river, whispering forever. Young lovers, they don't have very long. Everybody was a young lover once. See that old man coming down the road, shuffling on a stick? Why, once he pressed a girl against a fence and drank her kiss. Never knew such tenderness. Still he holds in his head that bliss. Now he has to sit down and take a piss. Young lovers, young lovers, young lovers, they seem to get younger every year. Find a job, get along, raise some kids till they're grown. Young lovers, they don't have very long. No, young lovers don't know why coming
on. Ah, Mr. Paul Kelly, from his last record prior to this new one called Ways and Means, a double album. I'll bet he's got a couple copies he can pick up tonight. That's a little thing called Young Lovers. Before that was something I'm pretty sure you won't be able to pick up tonight. It's a bit of a rarity. It is. It's from a five-track single that was released from that album called, what was the actual single? That was Won't You Come Around. But we heard a little ditty off there called Emotional, which just a gorgeous little thing. And if you pay attention to the lyrics, if you know what it's about, it's about 1,000 times more powerful. I can't even tell you what it's about. It's an Australian thing. It's a prison thing. It's about the conditions of a prison where refugees are were put for no good reason in the first place, and the conditions they were put in were just beyond ridiculous. And I'm ashamed to say I don't know what the situation is around that anymore. I don't know if it's gotten any better or not, but anyways, you should look into it. I'm sure you were moved too by that song. I was at the time, and now that I think about it, I'm going to do that when I get home. So so there you go, Paul Kelly playing at the West End Cultural Center tonight. As soon as I'm out of here, that's where I'm going. That's where you should be going now too. Maybe we'll play another tune a little bit from now to get you on your way. But in the meantime, there's other things. There's other things. I mean, this is an amazing thing tonight, but after tonight, more things will happen, and we're going to tell you all about them right about now.
CKUW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Oh yeah, yeah, CKUW's Entertainment Guide. That's what this is. It's brought to you by Into the Music, and it's heard three times every day. What is it? Well, it's concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. Yes, it is. Such as this. This is a happening thing. CKW is proud to be presenting Singing and Picking, a celebration of music on film, happening at Cinematheque this month. Starting Friday, as a matter of fact, Danu live on film at St. Vicar's Dublin. That's what's happening Friday, August 11th. There's a pre-screening performance by Paul and Susan Hammer. How about that, huh? And then after that 7 o'clock showing starts a week-long run of Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man. That's the big tribute thing to him, featuring all sorts of folks, like the Hanson family and all of the Wainwright clan. Yeah, it's happening August 11th through to the 17th at Cinematheque. As is Metal, A Headbanger's Journey, playing with 20th anniversary screening of Heavy Metal Parking Lot. That runs August 13th to 17th at 9 p.m. And then August 18th to 23rd, it's a Cuban music celebration featuring the film Los Zafiros, music from the Edge of Time. Yep, that's presented by CKW and the Winnipeg Folk Festival there at Cinematheque. CKW presenting More Than Dimes. On Saturday, August 19th, 2006, Grammar School presents the official all-women urban performers event, More Than Dimes, at Energy Nightclub, located at 710 Pembina Highway. The show will feature local female urban artists in soul, spoken word, rap, dance, and more, including Ade, Bola, Define Movement, Phenom, Flo, Flute Girl, Ingrid D. Johnson, Monique Burke, Sunny C, and Grammar School's Ruthology. Tickets are $7 in advance, available at Into the Music. Oh well, I don't know if you've caught on, but Paul Kelly's at the West End Cultural Center tonight. Yes, tonight. Go, there's still time. Show don't start till 8, and that's just the opening act. So, you know, you want to catch the Western State dude who's opening. Sean, I believe, is his name. But, hey, if you miss him, you can always go see the Western States another time. And Paul probably won't be going on till 9 or so. So, lots of time to still get down to the West End Cultural Center tonight. Paul Kelly, all the way from Australia. How often is he going to be here? I'm amazed he's coming back at all. It's a bit of a fluke. So, take advantage of it. How often does this happen? Never. Well, hey, tomorrow, you can go see some free music tomorrow at noon. It's the Big Music in the Market concert series. Every Thursday at noon in Old Market Square through till the end of September. Tomorrow, it's the JP Ho Band. And next week, Jacob and Lily. Also tomorrow, after you go see that, you can go see more free music later that night. And wow, I saw these guys Friday. You should go see them tomorrow. They're playing tomorrow at the Cavern once again. Winnipeg's only rock and roll band, the Hazy Pilgrims. Yes, Yes, indeed. We're gonna talk about them in a little while, actually. But they are playing tomorrow. And what's happening over at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club this weekend? Well, tomorrow it's Kim Beggs, Kim Barlow, the two Kims, along with Christine Fellows. Friday, it's Ragdoll Blues and Twilight Hotel. And Saturday, it's the Roger Maron Band. Yes, indeed. Ex of Fred Eaglesmith's Flying Squirrels. That Roger Maron. Indeed. Oh, the Dixie Chicks are coming up August 19th and 20th. Wow, I was checking the other day. I could have got a fourth row seat, for Pete's sake. Fourth row for the Dixie Chicks. If you want to go, hey, you want to sit in the fourth row. So do it. It's only $100. See, if you go see J.P. Ho and the Hazy Pilgrims tomorrow, which is free, you won't mind paying $100 for the Dixie Chicks. It all evens out, right? Okay, maybe not. September 8th, a Friday, CKW presents Greg McPherson at the West End Cultural Center. Greg was in here during Black Mask. Did you hear? Yeah, we were chatting him up. He's going to come by here again prior to that gig and chat with us on the Twang Trust. Yeah. Sounds like the music is winding down. So that's it. We're not going to tell you about anything else. There's lots of other things going on, but you don't need to know about them. All you need to know about is that Paul Kelly is playing at the West End Cultural Center tonight, and the Hazy Pilgrims are playing tomorrow at the Cavern. That's all you need to know.